Today is Wednesday, February 12th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is! There's only one today, folks, so not much gap, not much time filler. It is National Plum Pudding Day. Savor that. And then we're going to ask ChatGPT, what is plum pudding?
Plum pudding, also known as Christmas pudding, is a traditional British dessert typically served during the holiday season. Despite its name, it doesn't actually contain plums. The term plum used to refer to raisins and other dried fruits. It's a rich, dense, and moist pudding made with ingredients like suet, breadcrumbs, flour, eggs, sugar, spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg, and a mix of dried fruits. It's often steamed or boiled for several hours and sometimes aged for weeks to develop its flavors. Many recipes include alcohol, like brandy or rum, which helps preserve the pudding and adds depth to the taste. A classic serving tradition involves dousing the pudding in brandy and setting it alight before bringing it to the table. It's usually served with custard, brandy butter, or cream.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Do you like plum pudding?
I don't have taste buds, but based on how rich and festive it sounds, I think I'd appreciate the tradition and flavors behind it. Do you like plum pudding?
Okay. I don't know, I've never had it. Thank you, ChatGPT, by the way. I didn't thank her. I didn't give her a name. Also, I've talked about this before, but I have some psychological... I really want my assistant to be a female. And I want my assistant to be a male. Joe Batance uses a male voice. My partner uses a male voice. But I don't know. Maybe male voices intimidate me. I don't know. I really don't know what it is, but I want a soothing female voice as my assistant. And I don't want to feel like I have sexual feelings towards my assistant, you know? I just want my assistant to be, anyway, I haven't given her a name. So I don't know. Maybe we need to have some kind of contest where we come up with a name for my assistant. Also, when I was doing that, it said, start a new chat to use the new advanced voice assistant. I'm like, what? What's the new advanced voice assistant? I don't know. So I know that we were kind of struggling getting through the weekend yesterday because I took too much time talking about randomness. I don't even remember what it was that I was talking about, but so I'm trying to remember what I did because Saturday was just packed. I mean, I installed switches. I drained the hot tub. I cleaned the hot tub. I cleaned all of the couches or the couch that's on the patio. Because it's a small patio. I'm trying to make room for this big fireplace. But I never know what to ask my parents to give me. And they were like, oh, what about this? And I'm just like, yeah, that's fine. Because I don't know. I know that sounds horrible. Here's the thing. And this is going to sound not grateful. But the expectation that you need to tell people what you want for a holiday, I think that needs to go away, especially when you're an adult. Because I don't know what I want. Just get me some socks, you know, just get me what I mean. Don't ask me. And my mom, honey, you need to tell us what you want. We're getting close to Christmas. I'm like, I don't know. Use your imagination. I'm your son. Am I being unrealistic here to say, hey, just get me a gift? Like, don't have this expectation on me that I need to give you an itemized list of all the things that I want. Because also, I buy most of the things that I want. So, I don't know. Again, I'm really low on socks. Just get me socks. I don't know. we don't have any contact today. So if anyone wants to text in or call and let me know your perspective on, should we be burdened with telling people what we want for Christmas? Anyway, so there you go. So it's this fireplace. It's really nice, but it's going to take up so much room. And I was trying to make room for that. Oh my, the hot tub is finally up to 104 degrees today. I think I'm going to take a little dip before dinner. I'm not sure, but although it's still too bright outside, I like to dip naked. So maybe I'll wait until after dinner. Could be. So Sunday, I still had more to finish. So I had church in the morning, which is, you know, I always have church. And then on what came back, we had lunch. And then, we went to restaurant of the week for lunch. So we went to a brunch place. I'm trying to remember. We went to, it's called the toasted yolk, I think. Yolk, like Y-O-L-K. And we had been there once before when it first opened up. I think it's a chain, but maybe a small chain. But anyway, so went there, I had this, it was basically a take on a Eggs Benedict, but they called it an Eggs Arnold because it was on a biscuit instead of a English muffin. And they put a fried piece of chicken and a poached egg, and then they put sausage gravy over the top of it. It was really good, actually. And then I had a potato casserole side, and I think that was it. It was good. I enjoyed it. And then came home and spent 2 or 3 hours finishing all my cleaning, but I didn't finish. I got to the point where I was filling the hot tub with water. I had put the couch back up on the porch, put the cushions back on it, got the stage set for bringing in the fireplace, and then I stopped because I was tired. And then in the evening, we finished Prison Break. We finished the current season of Silo. I don't know. I like Silo. I enjoy Silo, but I haven't enjoyed season 2 as much as I enjoyed season 1. I don't know if anyone else agrees with me, but anyway. And The Floor came back. And so we watched the first episode of The Floor, Battle to Stardom, or whatever. There used to be a show called The Four, and they would say, The Four, Battle of Stardom, or to Stardom. So that's pretty much what we did on Sunday. Some of that may have occurred on Monday. At this point, I am forgetting what things happened on what days. Downtown. So other than that, nothing has occurred. Work has been, it's getting smoother, actually. I don't think the antidepressants or whatever that I'm taking are really doing much. But I feel like, mainly because planning is over now, planning is pretty much done, that for the next 2 months, it'll be smooth sailing until I have to do planning again. But I'm getting more organized. I'm getting things moved to where they need to be to help me automate some stuff and figure out, you know, how to not have to manually do a lot of this stuff. I think I'm learning how to decline meetings better. So I'm getting some more free time to do things. So I don't know. It has not been a bad week. I had a task assigned by my boss because we're doing a customer listening session next week in person, and she wanted me to select the customers that we were going to have attend, send out an email to them and their managers requesting their attendance, blah, 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 blah. So I had to do that, and then just some other, you know, product manager stuff. I don't know. How boring is that? I'm describing. So I opened up an Excel sheet, and column B was, I did try to use Mail Merge in Word, and I could not And I don't know if it's the setup at the Spit Valve factory or what, because it should have worked, and it even said, yeah, I worked, or I got no error message, but nothing happened, no email sent. So on a test, I mean, I did a test. I had to send out like 3,500 emails. I was like, okay, Spit Valve factory won't let me send that many in one email, like as recipients. So how can I do this without having to manually chunk them into, and I don't even know what the limit is. I just know 3,500 is too much. So there you go. But sometimes I enjoy a mindless task. Send out an email to 3,500. Okay. I should be an administrative assistant. All right, I shouldn't. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.